Hello and welcome to the Everything and Nothing All at Once podcast. It is your host, Imani. And today I want to introduce this podcast and introduce myself. I am an artist of life and many other things. And I created this podcast to yap, essentially. And also to get into it, which is also yapping. So, welcome. This is my first episode, so I guess welcome to me as well. This is something that I have been putting off and playing games with for a while now, because talking out loud to people I don't fucking know is probably one of the hardest things I'll have to do in my life. I finally got over the fear of it. So we're here. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I am currently bleeding. And I am outside on a red blanket. And I have an incense going. I got some water next to me. Got my cards out. I got some bloodstone with me. And yeah, I'm here. And oh my gosh, I'm just processing. Oh my God, it's an airplane. Hey. Traffic in the air right now. Traffic in the air, literally and also energetically. So, yeah, that was timely. Yes, so back to what I was saying. I am here just processing my life. And okay, y'all, disclaimer. I want to make this known right here, right now. I the reason why I call it the Everything and Nothing All at Once podcast, because we can go from talking about our fucking nail colors. It is important, but let's just, okay, for the sake of just to let you know where I'm at, okay? I will go from talking about my fucking nail colors today or what I ate to some real life shit. Sometimes without warning. So I just want to let that be known. I want to put that out there. And I also surround myself with other people like that. You know, I wish everyone was like that, but I'm definitely grateful for the people in my life. Okay, shout out the Room Room. And if y'all don't know what the Room Room is yet, please look them up on Instagram and you will not regret it. But yes, I surround myself with, and I'm grateful for the people around me that are willing to have deep, meaningful conversation, get into it with me, and yeah, like play in that way and hold everything and nothing. So yeah, this is that space. And I know if you're listening, you're also someone who is probably just like me, okay? Yeah. So that is really my intention and my purpose of this podcast and this space period. And yeah. I'm elated right now. It's just, yeah. So I'm happy to finally have this podcast going because it's been a thing that I've been knowing damn well. I am supposed to be here and I'm supposed to do this. And I have a lot to say. And I want to say it out loud. And I also want to hear other people talk their shit out loud. So this is very much that. And I'm grateful for it. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, it's, what's today? Today is April 15th. And it's basically the astrological new year. For real, for real. On some real shit. At least in Vedic astrology, just clarify that. But I also think tropical astrology kind of syncs out with Vedic astrology around this time of the year. I think this is something Vedic, at least from my understanding of it, but tropical and Vedic astrology sync up in like calculations about like all the, you know, the new year alignment. That's my noticing of a similarity between the two. So yeah, I'm feeling new, and it's also hella, oof, there's a bee. I'm in the wild right now, literally just in my backyard, okay? And I'm like freaking out. Anyways, it's so funny. The birds wanted to say hi. Yeah, the new year, this new season is quite daunting for me right now as I'm going through some major life changes, and it's fucking scary, okay? This is just me expressing that. I mean, obviously, like, I know hard times come, hard times go, but it's just, it's new territory, and it's quite, yeah, it's quite daunting. And I'm also willing to do the work to go through it and come out on the other side of it. So, you know, it's that kind of work where it's like, you know, everyone's like, yeah, we want the healing and the newness and da 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 da. And it's like, okay, but just sit with the bigness and the work that does come with it. And it's like not even like trying to romanticize it or even fearmonger it, but I just wanted to acknowledge the bigness and the responsibility, the God-given responsibility that comes with healing and making life changes. So with that being said, I am just taking my days, well, at least today, extra slow, because it's a new fucking year and I want to savor each moment so that I can make the most of it and also stay safe. Okay? And not like in a complacent, a false sense of security type of safe, but in a way that protects my movements
going forward.
This is my thing with going slow, is that sometimes going slow, hold up. Going slow is like a loophole for getting to what you, where you want. Almost like I see a, I think like when I say that, I see a train and like someone running and trying to like catch it and jump onto it. And you know those like in those movies when the person's like doing that, running after a train, and they have to like kind of like slow down and like jump. Or if you were a track star or like know about track, what is it? Long jump. Long jump was so hard for me because it's just like I could not get the steps right. And it, I feel like it's because you really have to like slow down some really fast shit when you do your footwork. And it is really about slowing down the moment to leap forward and leap very far. And it's like so subtle. I always missed it. Every time I did it, would get like a penalty or some shit. I don't know. I forgot how they like scored long jump. Oh my god. Hold on, y'all. Some body thing just happened and I need to take a moment to like breathe. Yeah, so that's on slowing down. Bitch, my ass just got slowed the fuck down by my whole body was like, take a breath real quick. Like, so yeah, it's these really important moments, not always long. Not always hard. But those moments sometimes require us to like really slow it down. Just for a second. So you can get the footwork down, okay? You could keep moving forward, but just slow down. So yeah, that's my vibe for today and for the new year, so I can see more, be more, love more, and again, I'm excited for it. It's just, you know, think about that work, okay? When I think about that work that has to be done, it's like, ugh, completely rather not. So I'm holding both of that. Like, I'd rather not. And fuck it. If I want what I want, I'm going to have to muster up that bravery and that courage to do it. So I'm taking time to build that. Hello. And it's Aries season. So big on the courage and to do so. Yeah. And I would love to know how you all are spending your energy and what intentions you're setting for this new season. Yeah. I know a lot of people are spring cleaning. I know I just did. I just literally moved from Arizona, Tucson. Shout out Tucson. Back to New York. And I'm like kind of basically starting over. But, you know, I'm actually excited.
Yeah. And if you are excited to see this podcast grow and expand, and witness the unfolding of it and the progression of it, I kindly ask you to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. I will be dropping a YouTube for it as well. So yeah, I'm looking forward to having the videos with the audio. Yeah, I'm just so excited for this podcast, who is a baby, to just grow. And I'm excited for you guys to be here with me as it grows. Thank you so much for listening. Talk soon.